News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Muslim National School reopens in Dublin today, but questions still remain over the closure of the Islamic Cultural Centre right beside where the school is based. Our reporter Josh Crosby is there for us this morning. What is the latest, Josh? Are things running as normal at the school?
Good morning, Shane. So the school is about to start here now in just under 10 minutes at 9 o'clock. And parents have been dropping their children here since around 8:30. But it has to be said, Shane, there are concerns throughout the community, and especially over the weekend, whether the school will be reopening or not, following the uncertainty around the closure of the main Islamic centre here last week. So look, there's still a sense of, I suppose, unease, because it's not business as normal. The main gates remain locked. Students are having to access the school from a pedestrian gate. So with the gates being closed, there's no parking on the grounds, and the car park has been all cordoned off with tape. Right now, as I look over now, I'm standing literally outside the school, and there's a coach pulled in with students getting off there just off the main road, and taxis backed up behind that. And there's security presence. There's three security guards, as far as I can see. Gardaí are keeping a low-key presence. There's two Gardaí on bikes who are going up and down, monitoring, I suppose, from a distance. Gardaí cars have also gone past as well, but they're not parked up like they were last week. I suppose, Shane, when it comes to the operations at the school, due to the closure of the main mosque, some parts of the Muslim prayer routine cannot be carried out to the full extent, as certain washing facilities are not accessible. So students will do this in a different way. Now, I've been speaking with parents already here in the past few minutes, and what I'm getting mostly from them, Shane, is that they just want answers. Why has this happened? And they want clarity. Another mother was not happy about having to drop her children off on the road. And I suppose, look, with usual Monday morning traffic and with UCD really only around the corner, the roads certainly are busier here than usual.
Okay. All right, Josh, thank you indeed for that. Josh Crosby reporting there. Well, let's try and provide maybe some of those answers, if at all possible. We are joined by the founder and chair of the Irish Muslim Council, Sheikh Dr. Umar Al Quadri. Dr. Al Quadri, thank you indeed for talking to us. Do you understand what's happening here? Good morning to you. Do you understand what is actually happening?
Oh, absolutely. I understand that the community is being affected immensely by the closure of the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland. This comes as a shock to many people in the Muslim community, and it is affecting not just the Muslim parents, but also the students that go to the school, as we have just heard. It's of great concern, because a lot of people want answers, they want clarity.
Yeah.
Now, the situation is that the Al Maktoum Foundation, which funds the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland, has decided to close down the mosque, the complex, until certain issues are resolved. They are concerned that certain individuals would want to take over the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland, and due to these people being quite prominent and influential within the Muslim community in Dublin, and having been the management of the Islamic Cultural Centre of Ireland for the past 3 decades or so, they are concerned of a takeover, and this is why they have decided. Now, why is this happening? This is happening because of, and it's very unfortunate that it is happening, and it's very shameful that it is happening. It is because of financial irregularities, mismanagement, governance issues, and it has nothing to do externally. And that's the thing. You know, we are living in an era where there is a lot of anti-Muslim sentiments, where there is a lot of racist attitude towards Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And you would imagine that maybe, you know, a mosque is closed down because of a security threat from external factors. But no, this is such an embarrassment for us as a Muslim community, that the mosque and the Islamic Cultural Center of Ireland is closed because of an internal issue, because of the very people that were given the trust by the foundation to manage the Islamic Cultural Center of Ireland. And due to their financial mismanagement, irregularities, governance issues, the foundation decided to close the mosque. The foundation had a meeting last weekend on the 19th of April, in fact, trying to solve and trying to investigate certain matters. That meeting was, videos are circulating online. There were abuses, verbal abuses, words that you wouldn't you know, hear from people that are supposed to be faithful. And those words were being shouted at in the sacred space, in the mosque. And then there was almost physical, violence that took place, and the Gardaí had to step in. This was a very embarrassing situation for us as a Muslim community. The foundation decided, which we all can understand, but it is absolutely heartbreaking, to close the mosque. And last Friday, the thousands of people, 3,000 or so, that would always normally attend the Friday prayer, the gates were closed, they didn't have the mosque available.
Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, we do have to leave it there, but thank you indeed for that insight.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
on News Talk. Now,